This is a podcast of 98FM's Dublin Talks. Remember, catch the show live Monday to Friday at 10 a.m.
98FM's Dublin Talks with Adrian Kennedy. 98FM.
Fred, you're on 98FM. How are you, Fred?
How's it going, Brad?
Fred, you working at Buc-ee's?
Yeah, currently working there.
And what did you want to say?
Oh, no, I just texted in there a minute ago saying it's like poison to society, you know? I mean, like what your man was saying earlier, they're all coming in, sitting there, drinking that free coffee and just lazing about for the day. And, like, that's, you know, it's contributing nothing to society.
Just, well, except to the bottom line of the bookmakers.
Yeah, but, I mean, that's, you know, who cares? They're making millions. A billions a year, you know. I mean, it's. I don't know. I just think it's. There should be a law on how many Buc-ee's there are within a certain, you know, amount of distance.
Okay, so when you hear of 9 in a small enough area like Ballyfermot, you think that's ridiculous, do you?
Yeah, completely ridiculous. You know what I mean? Like, why don't they have 1 bookmakers for each chain instead of 9? You know,
I mean, 9. Let me ask you, so you work in a Buc-ee's. We were talking about the fact that there are 9 in Ballyfermot alone. Does it sadden you to see people coming in and day out into a Buc-ee's shop?
Yeah, like it's the same pit, the same out, the same yumplers, and you know, they're throwing rakes at dockets on ridiculous amounts of bets, spending like stupid amounts of money. You know, half of them are on the dole. A lot of junkies and crackheads and this coming in. You know, it's sort of like this point of galvanizing or something for you know, the...
Well, somebody was making them out to be like youth clubs or community centres. Somebody said earlier on they're like community centres or youth clubs or whatever.
Yeah, they're sort of like youth clubs, yeah. I mean, not to talk badly about youth clubs, you know what I mean?
No, but somewhere to hang out.
Yeah, it is. For a lot of people, it is, you know.
Would you like to get out of working in a Buc-ee's?
Ah, yeah. I'd rather be bet with a hurley for 13 hours a day.
Really?
Yeah. Horrible place to work.
Stay there for a second, Fred. Oliver, you're on 98FM. How are you, Oliver?
Not too bad.
Oliver, you are a gambling addict, and it took you 10 years to realise that fact.
Yeah, and exactly, my family just helped me with that, you know?
Your family helped you?
Without family, yeah. Without family, probably I'd be completely lost, you know?
Okay, so for years you were gambling, but you would never admit that you actually had a problem with it.
It's maybe not really like that to the end, like I don't know, like there is a problem, but it's just very hard to explain everything, you know? You just lose... Slowly, you lose everything in your life. Slowly, slowly, point by point. And if you're not tough, you lose everything. And for the end, you can lose your life. I tell you, I know something about that. And that's the worst thing what you can have it in your life. Like, that's the worst. I don't think, like, alcohol or drugs, they are, you know, they are bad. But gambling, that's the worst what you can get it. Worst.
And how bad was gambling with you?
Really bad, really bad. Really, really bad. Whenever how much your money have, I have it gone. Could be 1,000, could be 2, could be 4. Doesn't matter. More you win, you more think you win more.
And what was it in your head that finally made the penny drop that you had a problem?
I'll be honest with you. I have a family now, and that the main thing. Family, that's really helped me to think about all my life, everything.
Wow, so it literally it did take over your life.
Yes.
And do you gamble at all now?
No.
The show getting Dublin talking.
Every morning from 10.
Adrian Kennedy.
Dublin Talks on 98FM.